Okay. Status of the job announcement and ad for the 2013 National Election Supervisor. For the new members, I'll just say that this committee has repeatedly voted to ask Summer Reese as interim ED to move forward as per the bylaws, which require the hiring of the National Election Supervisor in March of the year in which elections are held. I, as chair, have written to her on four occasions and also CC'd the entire board at simply asking for the status, never received a reply to this day. So on our last call, we asked our PNB reps on this committee to please bring this up as an item at the board meeting, and maybe one of our directors could give us an update on what happened at the last meeting.
Sure. I'd be happy to do it.
Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. So the item was brought up, and Summer's response was that she had not hired national election supervisor. I think she made it pretty clear that she had not posted the job and was not anticipating hiring anyone because what she said was, and this is on the stream, so anybody who wants to can go and listen to it. What she said was that she doesn't think we should hold elections this year because of the expense and because of the fact that one of the arguments she made was that the elections cost a great deal of money, and we have stations where we are currently unable to meet payroll, and she didn't think it was appropriate for us to spend money on elections when we couldn't pay people. I think that's a pretty fair assessment of what she said, but maybe somebody else would like to add to it.
Okay, any other directors want to add to what happened at the meeting and what the response was from other directors?
Well, let me say that this occurred at the very end of our open session. We were about to go into executive session, and so it was agreed that we would have further discussion on this matter at our next meeting, which is on the 23rd, I think, May 23rd, yeah.
Margie, what date was that?
That was last Thursday, May 9th.
Other directors want to add?
Carolyn on the staff.
Go ahead.
It must have been very much at the end. I totally missed that discussion. It must have been when I had already gone off. But I'm wondering if maybe we shouldn't ask for an opinion from our new CFO. At that time, I don't even know if the CFO is on board yet, as to whether we can afford the election.
Well, I'll call on myself because I was listening on the screen, and I seem to recall that someone made a motion, which I think was agreed to without objection, to ask the CFO what the financial status of the whole foundation is, and then to revisit this at the next board meeting. Do any of the directors remember that?
Bob?
Yes, go ahead, Benicio.
What you just said, jars my memory. I think you are correct.
Yeah.
And I also think that Margie's report is very accurate.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Think you're right, Bob. I agree. It was a very difficult moment because it was the end of the meeting, and this was sort of startling news.
We were rushing to
move on to the executive session.
Okay. All right. So, does anyone have any suggestions as to whether the committee should do anything or just wait till the next board meeting and see what comes up, or any comments?
This is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
And I realize this is my first meeting of the committee, so would it not be the role of this committee to uphold the, what the bylaws call for, and which they call for an election? It seems that this is a pretty drastic step just to be taken by one person. When, you know, elections are scheduled, in fact, nominations are supposed to start in June, and we haven't got anything going. There hasn't been announcements or anything, but I understand there could be a financial question and that ought to be looked into, but shouldn't this committee, unless, until there's a, you know, a decision made by the PNB anyway, shouldn't we be pressing on, you know, with the idea that the election should take place?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia, and then myself.
Adriana?
Yes. I'll send out not only the bylaw section on the elections, of course, which we have to uphold, but California Corporations Code, so that if the election, it's one thing to postpone, which the bylaws, there's a bylaws amendment, is it Article 5, Section 4, I believe, that says, you know, if you need to postpone it for some unexpected reason, some exigent reason, that you have to announce it and make that decision the previous November. To make this decision at this late date when we've had 2 years of going concern, so the financial situation is not new. And but beyond that is that we're held by California Corporations Code, which says that we have to have a vote by the classes of members, and we have those classes of members since this set of bylaws, and they would have to vote to do away with the elections this year.
Okay, just calling on myself for some information, and then I'll call on Adriana. For Bruce and the other new members, actually, this committee has already adopted a motion, which is, well, I want to read two motions we've adopted in the past because they bear on this. They directly address what Bruce suggested. Whereas the bylaws require the NES to be hired on March of election years, and whereas the Pacifica website still has no job opening posted for NES, be it resolved that the Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that the PNB direct the IED to post a job opening for the National Election Supervisor forthwith. And then, so that was, we adopted that on our April 1st meeting, and then we also, at the same meeting, adopted a motion urging the PNB to act quickly on the motion concerning the election calendar that we passed and forwarded to the PNB last October 2nd. Oh, and by the way, we also drafted the job description and the proposed ad when we submitted that to Summer and said, obviously, she has the authority, so she can change them any way she wants, but it's not a case that she would have to spend a lot of time drafting something. It's already been drafted. But the motion from last October, I'm just going to read the whole thing. It's not super long. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws adopted in 2003 and revised in 2007 lay out a calendar for LSB elections, including specific dates or periods for establishing membership and candidacy and mailing and return of ballots. And whereas the bylaws limit the ability of the PNB to affect the schedule and in no way gives an executive director authority to change any of those dates or periods or to do anything beyond appointing the NES or approving the NES's choices of, or I should say, and approving the NES's choices of local election supervisors and facilitating the work of the NES, be it hereby resolved, the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the IED that it is the national board that it is in effect, quote, the foundation, unquote, and that she be accordingly guided in all future actions. So those are two motions that have never been voted on by the PNB, and, you know, it might be useful to ask the PNB to vote on those motions. All right, Adriana was next.
I was next. Lona Alliance, I think, was next.
Oh, I didn't hear you, but go ahead, Lona, and then Adriana.
My question is...
Can you speak up a little? You're hard to hear.
Sure. I love the sound of that motion, but the point that I was going to make, it seems to me when the bylaws were drafted, those who drafted it and they were ratified, we had the best interest of Pacifica in mind. But I feel that we cannot act in a vacuum. Go ahead. I think we cannot act in a vacuum. We know how expensive it is to hold the elections, and in as much as if we can, you know, if the reason that we are delaying it just because of the fact that we just don't have the funds at this point to go forward with it. It seems to me that it's counterintuitive to try to push forward with that at the risk of weakening the financial organization even more than it already is.
Okay, thank you. Adriana?
Bob?
I'm sorry, Bob. The time is up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so...
Benito, Bob, I would propose 10 more minutes.
May I talk?
Yeah, hang one second, Adriana. We just have to extend time. So, Benito is suggesting 10 more minutes. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, 10 more minutes on this item. So let me reestablish the deck. There was Adriana, then I heard Benito. Is that right? Benito?
No, I didn't open my mouth. I will at some point. Yeah.
All right.
You can ask me at the end.
All right. So it was Adriana and then Carolyn and who else?
Dad, Hank.
Hank. Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, that's no one.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Adriana. Are you still there, Adriana?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. What I'm saying is not even the PMB or the executive director can change the bylaws. First, we should think, I agree, if we don't have the money, in a cheaper option, that we cannot change the bylaws now. And something to take under consideration, too, is what happened with the people that we have 10 limits at the end of this year. I mean, we can look for a, you know, for a cheaper solution or a cheaper election. I agree, but we cannot change the bylaw, and we cannot keep, you know, kicking the issue later on and do not make any decision and then say, oh, it's too late. Like somebody pointed before, we have very clear mandates that have to do with the corporation. We have the laws that apply to us from California. Unless that we change that, we are to comply with. We need to find a way, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Hank?
Well, I think there's an obvious cheaper solution, and that is just to hold a standard election rather than single transferable vote, which for our listeners is more confusing than it is helpful. And that's calling a lot of listeners. That's the thing we could far better afford, I think. I'm sure it's going to be significantly cheaper and faster and less confusing for our voters.
I'm sorry, Hank, I'm unclear what you're saying. When you say a standard election, can you clarify how that would be any cheaper?
Well, it doesn't require the same amount of work and tallying in the first place. It's a lot less confusing.
Right, but I'm just asking you about the money, because let me clarify my question. The tallying is the least of the expense. The lion's share of the cost is hiring a national election supervisor and 5 local election supervisors for a period of months.
That's true.
Big item. And the second big item is the printing and mailing of ballots.
That too is true.
And then, yes, there is some small cost for the tabulation, but that's, if I recall, fairly modest.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We're stuck in a situation right now where the executive director, against all bylaws, doesn't want to have elections, doesn't want to hire anybody, doesn't want to post the job. What are we going to do about that? I mean, somebody got a solution? Because it's a horrible situation, and it doesn't speak well of the organization.
And doesn't have the right to do it, neither.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, and was there anyone else on the deck?
Benito.
Carolyn was on the deck.
And Margie.
All right, I had called on Carolyn before, so let me get the stack here. Carolyn, Lydia, Benito, and Margie. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, a couple of things. I think the question about the standard let, we can't change the bylaws, as Adriana pointed out, and STV is required. That is not the cost, but one way of reducing the cost completely would be to reduce the need for so many people to be hired as local supervisors and reduce the workload of the national. That would be to go to electronic balloting in bulk. And there is a task force on the PNB supposed to be looking into that. It's Janice Lane Ewart and I think Richard Uzzell and myself to look at electronic balloting and estimate costs and see if the reduction of costs, you know, is affordable. I'm afraid I have to agree with Lona that we do not have, we can't disregard the fact that there's no money. So I think the next thing to do is to make sure that we do get an estimate from the CFO as to whether or not we can afford it. I can't imagine a judge looking at a lawsuit by someone demanding elections and saying you have to have them even though it'll bankrupt the foundation and force you to close shop. So I think that might be our alternative. Even with electronic balloting, I'm not sure we could afford it. That said, I do think we need to really be very careful here because anyone on the board who says, oh, yes, let's cancel elections, can be accused of self-serving. It would just extend the terms of those on the board. And it's a very dicey position for people on the board to say, on the one hand, we don't have the money, let's extend our term. We'll stay on forever. On the other hand, saying let's have elections and it'll cost us more than we can afford. I don't know the answer to that, so I'll press on the PNV to make sure that we get some cost estimate of electronic balloting and see if that is affordable, and then ask the CFO what affordable means. I don't know what else we can do between now and the next week or two, though.
Okay, just to clarify for the committee, Carolyn, we were going to get to this in the next item, but since you brought up the other motion that passed about setting up a task force of the PNB to look into electronic balloting, can you explain why the...
That's a different agenda item. We're going to be limited by our time.
Well, okay, let me ask the committee. Since I think the issues are somewhat interconnected, would people object to merging this item with that item as far as the time, so we can kind of see the total picture of what's going on with the PNB before we decide what to do. Is there an objection to that?
I would suggest an additional 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's how much we had for the next item. So, yeah, I'm suggesting adding 10 minutes to this and no longer having a separate item on PNB motions.
Point information?
Yes.
But will you continue on the stack?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just want to...
I'm sorry, I don't
the same
see
stack. Thank you.
Item. I don't see... I see an evaluation of 2012 elections on the next item. Am I looking...
No. The next item is status of PNB consideration of pending election committee motions. And when I orally presented this, I said, and also motions that were passed by, or a motion passed by the PNB about electronic balloting. So I'm saying, since you brought it up, and I think it's fair that you brought it up because it's all related, let's just interweave that into our conversation. So I'm just asking, can we add 10 minutes for that and do it as a joint conversation? Is there any objection?
What was the number of that item on the agenda? No,
item 6.
Six.
Okay, I was lost. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the start.
Okay, so hearing no objection, we're going to add 10 minutes and include, you know, these other PNB motions. So I had next was, I'm sorry, I momentarily lost track. Carolyn, I had Lydia, Benito, and Margie. So Lydia.
Okay. So I won't even get into the electronic voting, but have a lot to say about that, but I'm not going to. But my main issue is the fact that the PNB, the entire foundation, the LSBs, the members, can all initiate bylaws changes. For some reason that escapes me, that after 2 years of having a going concern, meaning that we might not survive, there has been no effort to alter these elections in the prescribed way, in the bylaws. It's not like we can't. We can. So just to elect not to do it, push things off, and then come up with something that can get us back in court is not the way, in my opinion, to go. And the fact of the matter is that were it to go that way, a court could also ask, or the other side that would object to this, are taking this to court, there's always two sides, could also invoke, well, what has the money been spent on instead? And on that same PMB call, there was, you know, a lot of energy, including from our IED, to have another in-person meeting, which when they were having four, it was $110,000, four meetings back in 2010. And all you have to do, and so we had one, an expensive one in New York. This might be slightly less expensive, but they're going to look at, well, what are you spending your money instead of having your election? So it is not as simple as it's been presented, but because it's California Corporations Code, which was the basis of our suits from the lab, I was on that suit back in 1999, I can tell you that's the overwhelming issue, because even though having in-person meetings, for example, just this one example, are in the bylaws, but it's not in the California Corporations Code. Thank you.
Okay. Benito?
Well, I think both Carolyn and Lydia both have just said a lot of what I was going to say, and so did Lona earlier. I think that it all comes down to what the priorities are in terms of spending money. And so... I don't know. I don't quite know how to do this, but maybe a lot of this has to do. Well, maybe we just need to see what the CFO comes, what his answer is, and then we need, as the PMB, need to direct the foundation to set certain priorities in terms of how money is spent. The only other thing I would say, and I think Lydia is started to hit on this as well, is that the issue is larger than the IED. And so, you know, other folks can correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the impression that there's a substantial number of members of the PMB that would agree that elections, that the elections should not take place. Whether that's for money reasons or other reasons, who knows? But anyway.
Bruce from the stack.
Okay, so I have Margie next, and then Bruce.
Excuse me, I asked for the stack a few minutes ago.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Hank.
Oh, sorry, Hank, I didn't hear you. All right, so...
For the record?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez is online.
Oh, hi, Mark, okay. Are you asking to speak or just saying you're here? Mark.
Not sure of the topic, but I think it is. I'll go ahead and put on the stack.
Okay, it's the calendar for elections. Okay, so I have Margie, Hank, Bruce, and Mark, and then myself.
Okay, so I think we have, you know, a really terrible problem here. I'm absolutely convinced that the foundation is in terrible trouble financially, and I'm not sure what to do about that. You know, I wish I had sort of paid attention more recently when, because we could have voted according to the bylaws, we could have voted in November to have postponed the elections, but we didn't do that, and I wasn't on the PMB yet, I was thinking about other problems that we had at our station and the network and so on. And so I'm really not sure how to deal with this, but I don't think we can just say, you know, we don't have enough money, we can't have elections. It's just not okay. And I'm not sure how to deal with it, but I think we have to take very seriously our responsibility to deal, you know, to talk about how to be responsible guardians of this network, and how to think about what we're going to do to make it okay. Because I don't think it's a simple problem, but I also don't think we can just sort of like step aside and not deal with it.
Okay, Hank.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with her on that. There's a crisis that's much bigger than elections, obviously. You know, at KPSC, we were falling short. To get rid of a staff person.
Hank, you're breaking. Your signal's breaking up.
At KPSC, if we were falling short of money to pay the bills, we would have to let go of a staff person to pay the bills. And, you know, I don't see why the National is running any different than the stations are. It makes no sense to me that we have people that are on paid staff and these things, A, we can't get the director to answer our questions or do something responsible in making sure that these things happen. Saying we're not going to have an election is against our bylaws. Not hiring is against our bylaws. And I think we'll wind up in court again over our bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even a valid organization if we're ignoring our bylaws. It makes no sense. I mean, we're in much dire straits than we think we are.
Okay, Bruce.
Good point of clarification.
Yes.
Just quickly, I think that the margin, maybe you can correct me, but I think that the proposed solution, well, the solution that was proposed was simply this thing about e-voting. And I don't know to what extent that is cheaper, or how much cheaper it makes the process. But anyway, that's what people were talking about as well.
Mhm. Mhm. That's right.
Okay. All right. So back to the stack. Bruce is next.
Yeah. Okay. I actually agree with the two previous speakers, so I won't go over all that again. I think just bottom line is that we're now at the 11th hour, and this isn't the time when you can suddenly decide that you're not going to follow the bylaws, regardless. And I have to say, just I want to answer the question about the finances are real important, and obviously, you know, we are in a critical situation. But if holding the elections would bankrupt the foundation at this point, then, you know, then our situation is much more serious than we even thought. I mean, if I understand, the cost of the elections runs around $150,000 for the whole network. And it seems to me that we need to be committed to what we're supposed to do, and that means, you know, raising the money for the elections, if that's what we have to do. But if we call off elections now, we're just affirming that there's a very serious problem with our network, and it just exacerbates that going concern flag. And it really affects how the stations can do business, whether it's, you know, having to deal with vendors or whatever. So, I mean, this seems like it would be the totally wrong thing to do, to send out the message that we can't even hold the democratic elections that, you know, that our network is committed to, especially in this way. I think the onus is on the PNB to act one, you know, at least one way or another, but it doesn't seem like this is the time that we can just decide as a fait accompli that we're not going to hold elections, because then we're just giving out the totally wrong message. And by the way, I agree that, you know, it does sound like it could be a violation of California corporation law, and it is true that we may spend more money on litigation than we would have on the election anyway. So I think it's important for this committee anyway to press for the elections as they're supposed to be scheduled. Or at the latest, you know, if we have to do a 60-day, you know, deferment like we did last year, but definitely should hold the elections.
Okay, Mark?
Okay, and pretty much I gathered it's what I was talking about.
rehash everybody else, yes, we have to hold the elections. It may be the end of us in terms of finances, but we have to consider the alternative, the cost of the elections and the cost of the lawsuit that forced the elections to take place. Face it, without the elections, there's going to be litigation. There are people out there, whether we agree with them or not, who have their vision of how our stations and foundations should be run, and they're going to want to be elected. So you can already guarantee there is a lawsuit. Whether it's five, whether it's one, it won't make any difference. The foundation's going to have to fight that and still going to have to conduct the election. We should be concentrating then for on how to bring down the cost of the election. Frankly, I've been critical of the in the past for a large extent because it's been seen as a bit of cronyism for me. Appointing friends and then just letting the expenses go crazy. I think that within the bylaws, we can make adjustments. We do not have to have somebody local that lives in the area, but affiliated with the station in any way, shape, or form. I believe there are national organizations that we can contact that reach into the communities of the stations that can be used, whether it's the Rotary Club, the Girl Scouts, somebody like that, who can conduct the election for us and take the street cred, so to speak, for doing a public interest action. If we cover just their expenses, I believe we could get them to go along with it rather than paying anybody's salaries and adding on to everything else on top of the cost. There are a number of ways to avoid this whole expense in terms of just the gross hundreds of thousands of dollars, bring it down to something more reasonable, under $50,000 if need be, and take advantage, like I said, of ties within the community but not associated with the station. That's the most logical way to go about this. We need to affiliate with someone else that can help us, and we in turn help them and keep our expense down at the same time. That's it.
Okay.
Time's up.
Okay, thanks. I did want to say something, so and we should decide if we're going to take any action. So can I ask for a five-minute extension? Any objection? Okay, hearing none. I agree with the sentiment that, you know, our bylaws are our bylaws, and California law is California law, and we should follow them. I think Mark has an interesting approach. We did try 3 years ago or 4 years ago to look at the League of Women Voters. I think it was somebody had a contact in the LA chapter, and they were somewhat interested in bidding on our request for proposals, but then they decided it was too late and too much that they couldn't handle it. But we could certainly go back to them, not just in LA, but in other cities and see. I think either way, they're going to have to charge something because it's not going to be free to them. It's going to be hours and hours of somebody's time. But, you know, maybe there could be more role for volunteers, retired people, what have you. So I think that's an interesting approach.
Universities.
I'm sorry?
Universities might be a good approach. Government classes.
Right, right. No, I think there's places we could go. I think it's important to... to respect our bylaws and the law. So I don't want to repeat myself or anyone else. So my question then is, do we want to take any specific action tonight as a committee, or just ask our representatives on the PNB to continue to ask for action on our previous motions, which I read earlier? Any proposals for how to proceed tonight, or should we just wait and see when the CFO comes back with his estimate as to what to do?
If you could indulge me, what would be the proposal?
Specific proposal. Which
one? The one that we're waiting for action by the PNB.
Oh, well, this committee voted months ago to ask for a general policy statement that it can't be the IED unilaterally that makes any decisions about timing, number one. It's the PNB that must decide. And number two, then we had a more specific motion saying we asked the PNB to direct the IED to move forward with hiring an NES. So those are the things that we've already passed. And let me just clarify. Actually, I never did get to ask Carolyn my clarification question about the electronic voting. Why did the board set up a new task force when this committee for years has worked very hard on electronic voting and other options and looked at possibilities and, you know, has developed some knowledge? Why wasn't this referred to our committee? And what's the time frame?
That was part of it.
Sorry? I didn't hear you.
If there's a question of time, referring back to the committees takes a lot of time. But this committee had also rejected a full-scale use of electronic balloting.
And they
wanted to explore the actual cost options of what that would mean if we went into it full-time. And so we decided to... three people would be faster than sending it back to a committee that had already indicated it was not totally in favor of using electronic balloting.
So did your committee, did your
task come
up with the report yet?
As I said, we have not come up with the report yet. But between that and the CFO report on how much money is actually available, I think we need to get moving on that. You're absolutely right.
Well, can you share with us what work has been done to get estimates of electronic voting by your task force?
I have yet to meet with Jan Wayne Ewers. Ewers was another member of this group. Not really a task force. I think I misspoke. It's a work group. And she was going to look at materials she had of organizations that she knew of that had strong balloting. We're going to pool our reactions, and we have not done that yet.
Margie, for the staff.
Okay, Margie.
I just want to point out that the vote on the PNB was not unanimous.
Is it ever?
Well,
okay.
I mean, I want this committee to know that there were some people on the PNB who did not think it was necessary to create a new commitment.
Okay.
That's great.
Was that Adriana? Did I hear Adriana wanting to speak?
Yes.
Go ahead, yes. And then Hank. Adriana, go ahead.
Hello?
Can't hear you. Now we can.
Can you?
Now, yes.
Can you? Okay. It's disturbing because I just heard. Because we are working in this issue, and because somebody think that we will not come up with a decision or with ideas that they like, it's easier to form a task force that will start from scratch. I don't understand. Is this kicking the thing and making, well, you keep doing whatever you're doing, nobody pay attention, we don't answer you, we don't pay attention to what you say. Like, we don't exist, we are working. It's hard. I don't understand what that means. The PNB is dismissing totally what we are trying to do. They don't need to adopt what we said, but at least we are an advisory board, an advisory committee to the PNB. Shouldn't they pay attention to what we are doing on the job that we are doing or trying to do here instead of starting from scratch?
If I respond to that,
well, hold on, Carolyn, I'll add you to the
right,
stack.
Can I get on the stack too, please?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Lona Elias.
Lona, okay. Sorry, I don't recognize everyone's voice quite yet.
Okay.
So I had Hank and Lona. I'm calling on people who haven't spoken in this round first. So, Hank.
Bob, the time is up also.
Oh, okay. So,
10 minutes.
Right. And let's remember that I still have my unanswered question about what action we want to take, if any, on this overall issue. So, with that in mind, 10 more minutes? Any objection to 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, 10 more minutes. And let's remember we agreed to adjourn at 10:30, which is 15 minutes from now. So, as far as people wanting to speak, I heard, let's see, Hank, Lona, Carolyn, and was there one more?
Michael.
Oh, okay, yeah, Michael before Carolyn. Anyone else? All right, well, we'll see where we're at after those four. So, Hank, go ahead.
Well, I have to agree with Adriana. You know, the DNB sets up committees to advise them on just these matters. We're the elections committee. We're the first thing they should go to. Rather than forming a separate task force and trusting it to three people who are not necessarily on this committee at all and haven't had a chance to look into it and haven't discussed it with the larger group, they decide to go around this committee in essence. And it may not be anybody's actual intent, but that is what it is. You know, and it doesn't make any sense. It means that we're sitting here on the side spinning our wheels. They're not taking our advice. They're not answering our questions. They're not taking up our motions, that sort of thing. And when it comes down to them making a decision about it, they don't come to us. They form a task force. That's nonsensical.
Okay, Lona.
Hi, thank you. Basically, just one thing. I just want to remind everyone that, you know, without money, okay, it's counterintuitive to even though we have the best of intentions in terms of adhering to the bylaws. If the money is not there, the money is not there. The other thing, too, is that someone reminded us that we have the power to modify the bylaws in a way that makes sense for the reality that's on the ground with us right now. And so I think it behooves us to take advantage and to use that power in a way that makes most sense for the corporation or for the foundation. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that I wonder what action, if any, we can take without information from the CFO as to the financial state of Pacifica. My understanding is that Pacifica is several million dollars in debt. That there's a several million dollar deficit, and whereas and I'm not saying it because it's self-serving for me to not have this election, and I'm willing to do what is correct regardless of how it appears to somebody else. I will not allow that to stop me from doing something because someone thinks it looks self-serving of me. I know what my intention is, and I'm willing to do what's in the best interest of the foundation. And so I think we should wait until we get information back from the CFO. But I think it's also important, something that you brought up, is that the IEC or the executive director does not have the power to decide to just simply, you know, change the election and say we're not going to have it. I think she needs to come to the board and say, look, this is what the situation is. And they come. Thank you.
Okay.
A point of order, Bob?
Yes. And who is
this is Mark Hernandez.
Yes.
This is a matter of California law as well, that any change to a member's voting rights has to be approved by the members. It cannot be done by the board on its own. It has to be approved by those affected by the change.
Out of point of order, could Mark...
Hold on, Carolyn, let him finish his point, and then I'll rule on it. Just let him finish. Go ahead.
I'm just throwing that into this because of the discussion and making changes to voting. That has to be kept in mind on any changes to the bylaws.
Okay, so Mark, let me just get clear. How is that a point of order about the committee? Because a point of order is something that procedurally we're doing incorrectly. Is that... Are you saying anything about the way we're conducting the discussion?
No. I'm pointing out in the discussion of how the arrangements will be made in terms of the election, one way or the other. That has to be mitigated into it, as well as the timing and everything else in the bylaws.
Okay.
It's an overlooked facet of the voting rights of the membership.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's a fair point, but I say it actually would come under just normal discussion. So, you know, for that kind of point, just in the future, just, you know, ask to be called on, and I'll call on you.
Okay.
All right, so back to the SAC. Michael.
Partly I'm hearing this contradiction between our financial situation and the elections, and I think what people are missing is that the elections are part of the solution to our financial situation. In other words, on two fronts. One is that one of the key selling points or identity or whatever you want to brand of Pacifica is that it's one of the few democratic media institutions in the United States where the members, the participants, the listeners, and the staff have a say in how it's going to go, and that's pretty unique. And B, if an institution is failing to carry out its mission and failing to sustain itself, that's a serious issue that has to be resolved, and the best way to resolve it is through a democratic election to chart a different course that will be more successful. And I think the members have a right to participate in that discussion and have that draw a conclusion about the governance, the management, the direction, and that will put it on sound ground moving forward. So to me, that's not a contradiction. That's an even more vital reason to have the elections.
Okay. Carolyn, and then myself, and then we'll have to wrap up.
Yes, thank you. The objection, if I understood Adriana to some extent, yeah. I think perhaps people not on the committee last year didn't realize that there was a great deal of work done on electronic balloting. I was one of the people who found several companies and did a great deal of research and presented it, and pretty much this committee decided not to use electronic balloting. People fought it, I thought, foolishly, because I agree with Michael that using electronic balloting and expanding the electorate and making the elections more accessible to people is really an educational effort and something that the foundation should be doing. We should be investing in educating our listeners and bringing them into the process, and that kind of balloting, making balloting easier, would do that. But there was opposition that on this committee that I really I realized that this committee was just not ready to go forward with it. So I think that's one reason that it went to the board. It's not that this committee didn't look at it, or that I personally and Janice and I both have had a great deal of experience working with electronic balloting companies and corporations, looking at them and researching it. And we'll certainly be glad to present all that to the board and to this committee. So that is really not the issue. Now, the question of advice, this committee already gave advice to the PNB, and they used it last year, and the understanding is electronic balloting will increase participation by at least 5%. All the companies we looked at virtually promised us that. And the experience shows that. And in fact, that's about the percentage by which three stations failed to make quorum. I think that we lost out a great deal last time by not using electronic balloting. The costs were tremendous, but electronic balloting would eliminate, besides expanding the electorate, it would also eliminate some of the costs. You don't need so many people. And you don't need to pay them for such long periods of time because the elections don't make quorum and are extended and extended again. So I'm hoping that we can get back with some recommendation that will actually be cost-saving and help make the case. On the other hand, this committee perhaps should have been working since last year to change the bylaws and not had elections every year. That this is onerous, and I think we really have a lot of work to do with bylaws on that issue, but that's, you know, for down the line. We missed our opportunity for last year. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, and I'll just follow myself, and then we're almost out of time.
I want to say something else, if you don't mind, after you.
Okay, that's fine. First, on the electronic voting issue, we did look into this. Quite a few members of the committee looked into it. We put out an open call for proposals, and once I hopefully will get all of you hooked into the Yahoo groups, then you can go into the file section and look at our request for proposals, which explicitly asks any applicant to explain to us how they would perform an electronic election, what security they would install, and so forth. So we looked into this in a lot of detail. There was one proposal that Michael made, which I thought was a good proposal. The committee didn't agree to it, to recommend a pilot election on two staff, the staffs of two stations, because a staff election is much smaller and more manageable, and we could see what the kinks are, what the problems might be. There's a lot of concern about security, which I think is very legitimate given the track record around the country and sometimes around the world. There are questions that are still not, in my mind, fully answered in the minds of many members last year. So, you know, we may want to go for recommending a stepwise approach of pilots or, you know, there's various ways we can go, but I don't think it would be fair to say if this committee did not give a really detailed and open-minded airing to the options and came up with its recommendations. So I think it's really unfortunate that the board did an end run around us, especially when the reason given was that the smaller group could act more quickly, and here it is the night of our meeting, which was known at the time when we were meeting next, and it hasn't moved forward. But having said that, I would just say at this point, since the CFO is supposed to come in, certainly we hope, at this upcoming BNB meeting with the cost analysis, I would just say we should ask our directors who sit on this committee to really push forward this motion, which I think it was, now I'm forgetting, one of our members mentioned earlier, that it should be a board decision and absolutely not an IED unilateral decision as to what the calendar will be. Now that she's already unilaterally put it off for, what are we now, a month and a half behind schedule? It's really more than that when you consider that it says hired in March. So even if she put out the ad tomorrow, it's kind of unlikely that the person could be hired in May. So we're looking at more than 2 months of delay already. So certainly any further decisions must be made by the board and hopefully in compliance with the bylaws and California law, you know, while recognizing the financial issues. And this committee can start looking at ways to cut costs, and I think that would be a good assignment for us between now and our June 24th meeting, is to start exploring, you know, whether it's as Mark was it Mark? Or, I'm sorry. No, maybe it was Hank, about the local, you know, civic groups that might be willing to play a role, or any other types of organizations or volunteers, you know, people that could cut costs. But I don't agree with the notion that electronic voting is going to cut the personnel costs. You know, maybe if the quorum is met more quickly, a couple weeks of salary at the end would be cut, but that's a minor piece of the big picture of why these elections are expensive. I mean, we have to hire people for about a 6-month span, and whether it's extended by 2 more weeks, yeah, that would be good to chop that, but that's not really the big picture of why these are so costly. So, Adriana, and then let's see.
Bob, but time with time.
Okay, can we agree to let minutes. Adriana speak and then...
I propose 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Is there
time
an objection?
Certain.
Right, but we can modify that by a 2/3 vote if we choose. So Benito is proposing that we extend the meeting to 10:40. Is there an objection?
Yes, I think we let Adriana speak, and I think that would be enough because we've all chipped in here.
Okay, let's let Adriana speak, and then we'll take a vote on whether to go further. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I feel that this is exactly the problem that we feel, I mean, all over Pacifica. Now, it's like the PMB should direct us, like their advisory board, if they don't like what they decide, they should direct us and say, we hear what you said, and we want you to work in this kind of situation. Instead of that, they directly don't even answer us. It's not, you know, no answer. Do something different. That is what I feel. I want to remember that before, when I was members, I had the idea that they don't pay attention to me because I just was a listener. Then I'm an LSE member. They don't pay attention to me because I'm an LSE. anybody realize that we select our PNB to represent our LSD, our specific radio? They represent us like we represent the members. If the PNB doesn't come up to us and tell us this is what's going on, what is your solution to it? What's the idea there? You know, I have the idea that we're not represent. I don't know. We are totally cut out. You know, it's a little amount of people that are in charge, and the rest, we don't even deserve that they tell us what they want from us.
Well,
and
do you want to put that in the form of a motion to the PNB as far as how they should handle electronic balloting, the investigation of electronic voting, Adriana?
But they should, yeah, we should ask them if they want to do a specific job, if they suggest something specific to us, and then we can put all that we know on the PNB. But the solution is not selecting somebody else to do it.
Okay, so I'll take that as a motion, and the question is, do we want to extend 10 minutes to discuss Adriana's motion concerning electronic voting? So is there objection now to 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we're...
Carolyn objects. I
you do. Okay, Michael, please call the roll on a 10-minute extension of this meeting.
Okay, so yes, is to extend for 10 more minutes, and no, it would end the meeting. Lona Elias? Lona Elias, are you still on the call? She was muted before. All right, we'll go on.
Yes, I'm muted, and I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay, a yes vote would extend the meeting for 10 additional minutes. I believe it's required 2/3, somebody
right.
said.
Yes.
I have to be off, so I'm not. I'm sorry, I didn't say yes to it. I was saying yes, I'm here. And I'm going to abstain from voting because I need to get off. Yeah.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Adriana Casanev?
Yes.
Okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez on the call now?
Yes.
That's a yes to extend?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Michael Novick, yes. Bruce Wolf? Bruce Wolf still on the call?
Sorry, no.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3 no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Did you call Lydia Brisson?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Let's check there. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses, 3 noes, and 1 abstention.
Okay, that's 2/3, so that's adopted, and we'll go for 10 more minutes. So, Adriana, do you want to restate your motion, or do you need help formulating it?
Yes, I will be definitely. Some of you can formulate it for me.
Okay. What I thought I heard you saying, and please correct me, was that the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB refer any further consideration and review of electronic voting to the Elections Committee. Is that a fair summary?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So discussion on the motion. Who would like to speak?